former presidential aide Alfred Gitonga, who had been dismissed 3 months earlier, and tycoons Jimmy Wanjiki, Deepak Kamani, and Anura Pereira have been denied visas to enter the United States because of their alleged links to the so-called Anglo-leasing deal, which may have cost the Kenyan economy more than $200 million. A public relations counselor with the U.S. Embassy in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, Bob Kerr, tells VOA that Presidential Proclamation 7750 recognizes that corruption has a negative influence on public institutions and U.S. dealings with countries overseas.
We believe in honest business transactions and honest government. To the extent that people come forward to receive visas to transit to go to the United States, especially if it's in situations where they are able to fund their travel because of illicit gains, we feel that that is a practice worthy of discouraging.
The United States imposed the ban on visas for the four earlier this month in accordance with the legislation, which cancels or denies visas to anyone engaging in, associated with, or benefiting from corruption. The Anglo-leasing affair involved the government awarding lucrative contracts to fictitious companies to print high-tech passports and build police forensic laboratories. Through investigations, all four were accused of being involved in the scheme to one degree or another. Gitonga was dismissed as President Kibaki's aide in February after the government's Public Accounts Committee named him of having links to the Anglo-leasing deal. The four were unavailable for comment. Media reports indicate they deny any wrongdoing. The executive director of Transparency International Kenya, Mwalimu Mati, tells VOA the visa ban sends out a strong message to those involved with corruption in Kenya.
The world is becoming a smaller place for people who, you know, have problems related to corruption. One of the things that we've been calling for is for international cooperation. So to that extent, I think it's a laudable move. These kind of measures do make it easier for countries to deal with grand corruption by making it have personal consequences for individuals who are involved in it.
Many Kenyans are angry with the government, which was elected at the end of 2002 on a strong anti-corruption platform. Last year, Britain and the United States denied former Transport Minister Chris Murungaru visas to their countries also for being linked to the Anglo-leasing scandal. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.